something should happen and we don't make it to London.
Don't say that.
Hush, Teddy. If something should happen, you will look after Maxim for me, won't you? For as long as it's necessary. You will look after him.
Now, who is it you don't know?
The man at the piano.
Ah, that's Mark Lewis.
Hello.
Hello.
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
It's funny, isn't it, how memory works. When I was 10, most of my life was spent at boarding school. I enjoyed the lessons and the work, and all my friends were there. And I can't remember any of it. All the day-to-day routine, it's all gone. What I remember is the holidays. Coming home to the big old house in Hampstead where Teddy's Aunt Ketty lived, with its Anderson shelter and its air raids and sing-songs and visits to the local cinema to see the war news. And when I wasn't there, did I ever wonder what Teddy did without me to look after? Probably not.
Please, I didn't mean you to stop playing.
You didn't. I felt like a break. I'll play some more in a bit.
Oh, good. It was lovely, your playing.
Thank you. Lydia.
Teddy, this is Mark. Mark, meet my very dear friend, Theodora Stein.
Hello, Theodora.
Good evening, Mark.
I was playing people's favourite songs. What's yours?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no requests then?
No.
Come on, Mark.
Sorry. Duty calls and all that. Coming!
Good looking, isn't he?
Yes.
I suppose so. You suppose so. You couldn't have missed those eyes. Not the way he was looking at you.
Nonsense.
The night we met, there was magic and glory there.
Do you like him?
I hardly know.
I mean, do you like the look of him?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think he seems very nice.
Did I tell you he's a fighter pilot?
No, you didn't.
More than that, actually. He's a war hero. He's got the DSO and the DFC and, lots of other decorations. I wish he were interested in me, but he's not. I suppose I'm not his type.
Who would be, do you think?
Funny. Oh, Teddy, why do you think I was so anxious for you to come tonight?
Oh, Lydia! This is the house. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'd like to see you again. Will you come out with me?
Yes.
Such a weak little yes. You are the shy one, aren't you?
I'm not really. I'd like to go out with you. I want to. Very much.
Good. I'm glad. What about tomorrow evening?
Oh, I can't. I promised to visit someone. Someone who's sick. I can't disappoint her.
Of course you can't. Friday?
I'm working. War work.
Oh. What do you do?
I'm a Red Cross volunteer. With Lydia, that's how we met.
Well, I'm very glad you did. I hope you're free on Saturday, because my leave's up on Sunday.
Oh, yes, I'm free on Saturday.
Good. Do you like dancing?
Dancing? Yes. Yes, I do.
Good. Then we'll go dancing. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes. I've never been to the Savoy before. Isn't this a beautiful room?
If it is, then you match it.
I'm not beautiful.
Yes, you are. Beautiful Theodora.
You can call me Teddy if you want. Theodora's such a mouthful.
Oh, no, it isn't. I think it's a lovely name. Theodora. It's very melodic.
Thank you.
Theodora. Teddy. I think I'll call you both. Depending on the occasion. You know,
What?
I can't believe it was only last Wednesday that we met.
It really was.
And yet I feel as if I've known you for... I feel as if I've always known you. Odd, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No?
Oh, no. Even though you don't know a single thing about me.
Well, let's change that. Let me see. Where did you go to school? What is it? What's the matter?
I went to a school you couldn't possibly know. In Berlin.
What on earth were you doing in Berlin? Were your parents working there or something?
Mark, my parents were living there. They were Berliners. I'm a Berliner.
You're a German?
Yes, I am.
But you don't sound it. You don't have a German accent. And your English is perfect.
My mother taught me when I was little. We've always had relatives in England.
Well, I'm amazed.
And do you mind?
Do I mind?
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
How long have you lived here?
5 years. I came here in 1939.
Yes. Of course.
Mark?
My mother was concerned about something. My father, too. When I told them your surname.
Stein? Oh, God.
I told them it didn't matter a jot to me, one way or the other.
But it does to them. Oh, Mark.
They said the name didn't necessarily mean... And they made me promise I'd ask.
You don't need to ask. I'll tell you. I am Jewish.
They'll be delighted.
What? What on earth do you mean?
Oh, my darling Teddy. You're Jewish. And so am I.
Maxim, this is Mark Lewis. Mark, Maximilian Westheim.
How do you do, sir?
I'm extremely well, thank you, Mr. Westheim. I tell you what, you forget the sir, and I'll call you Maxim. How's that?
That's fine.
Then let's start again. My name's Mark. Pleased to know you, Maxim, old chap.
And you, Mark.
Yeah, that's better.
Teddy says you're in the RAF.
Yes, 32 Squadron, Biggin Hill. But I see you prefer the senior service.
The Navy? What do you mean? Oh, my boat.
It's a great model. Did you build it yourself?
Yes. It's not that good, really.
Does it go?
Of course it goes.
Prove it.
How?
Whitestone Pond. That's the local boating pool, isn't it?
Now?
Why not?
How are we going to get there?
Well, we could walk.
It's miles.
Or I suppose we could go in my MG.
An MG?
What do you say?
Gosh, yes. Teddy, may I?
Go on, the two of you.
Thanks. Come on, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Be back for lunch.
The boy misses his father.
Yes.
And his mother, too.
Jolly good supper, Teddy. Thanks.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, darling.
Can I stay up till Aunt Ketty gets back?
She's probably going to be very late.
Oh, all right. Is Mark your sweetheart?
I suppose you could call him that.
Does that mean you're going to marry him?
I don't know. He hasn't asked me.
But if you did ask?
I might.
What would happen to me?
Nothing would happen to you. You'd be with me. And in any case, if I did decide to marry Mark, or anyone else for that matter, I certainly wouldn't do it until your parents were here.
But what if...
What, Maxim?
What if Marty and Papa don't come? Not ever. What if something's happened to them?
Oh, darling, come here. You're my boy. Never forget that. You're my boy. And I love you very much.
And I love you, Teddy.
Your parents are safe. And they'll come to London just as soon as the war ends. All right.
All right.
Just as soon as things get back to normal.
They're here! There he is!
I see him. I see him.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! Oh.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Careful, keep back. Almost. Now, who hasn't got any? Quickly.
Come on, Lydia.
Here.
All right.
And Aunt Ketty.
All right, lickety-split, Mrs. Burners. Mm-hmm. Hold your pudding out for treacle.
Young man, if that bottle contains treacle, I shall never speak to you again.
No danger of that. There. Oh,
thank you.
Is that everyone?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. A toast.
Oh, to the end of the world.
No, not just yet.
Mark?
That can be the second toast. First, I want you all to drink to Theodora, who has done me the great honour of consenting to become my wife. The beautiful Theodora.
Theodora!
So many stars. I can't remember when they last seemed so beautiful.
No.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to look up at the sky again, knowing that you were up there in terrible danger. Come here.
I'm not going anywhere else. Let's set a date for the wedding.
I can't. You know I can't. Not till I hear from the Vestheims.
Well, it might be months. Germany's in chaos right now.
I know. But they'll find a way to get in touch with me. I'm sure of it.
Darling, what if they don't?
Miss Stein?
Yes. Are you Mrs. Reynolds? Anne Reynolds?
Yes, I am. Welcome to Berlin.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is there a single building still standing?
Hardly a one.
And the Allies? We did this.
A lot of it was our bombs, yes. The rest was Zhukov and the Red Army.
Dear God.
Didn't you have any idea? What about the newsreels, papers, things like that?
It's not the same. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Come on, I'll show you where I'm living.
Oh, lovely. Mrs. Reynolds, I'm so grateful to you for letting me stay here.
The hotels are all gone. Rooms are at a premium. Besides, Julia Pell's one of my oldest and dearest friends. It's a pleasure to be able to do something for her.
Lydia's mother's a wonderful person.
And she cares about you a great deal. Thinks of you as a second daughter, she says.
Does she? Oh, that's so... She said you're with the Red Cross too.
They sent me here in July when the Allied troops moved in.
What's happened to all the Berliners, if their houses are gone?
Most of them are living in cellars or camping out in the ruins.
That's appalling.
And refugees are pouring in every day, from the rest of Germany. They think things will be better here. I've never seen such conditions in my life. Were you immunised against typhoid and diphtheria, Miss Stein?
Yes, I was.
Good.
Is there much disease?
It's rampant.
Because of the conditions?
Because of the bodies. There are still thousands of bodies just lying in the rubble.
I had no idea that Teddy had gone to Berlin. I was away at school and she didn't write and let me know. Perhaps letters weren't getting through. Perhaps she wanted to spare me the details. It was only years afterwards that she told me how terrible things actually were.
Oh, no.
My dear?
The trees. The lovely trees.
Oh, yes. I never came here before the war, but I've seen the old pictures. The wonderful Tiergarten Park.
The Pride of Berlin, they used to call it. It was my favourite place in the whole city. The trees always seemed so huge and so solid, so eternal.
They were cut down for firewood. There was no other fuel. It was cut them down or die.
What's that? Where's it coming from?
Over there, do you see? In the rubble.
Where? Oh, the old Trump. What's she doing?
She's a Trümmerfrau, a rubble woman. There are hundreds of them. She's collecting bricks.
Whatever for?
For when the rebuilding starts. You should talk to her.
Should I?
They have their own groups and their own grapevines. They know all the black marketeers.
I don't need the black market.
And sometimes they know about missing people.
Excuse me. Please.
Watch your footing.
Please. Bitte. I'm looking for some friends from before the war.
Missing, are they?
Yes, the Westheims. Ursula and Sigmund. They lived near here, on this street, the Tiergartenstrasse. In one of the big houses, the mansions.
All gone.
I know, the houses are gone, but what about the people? Were they all killed?
Yes, all killed.
Don't be scared. They work in groups.
What did you mean, not everyone was killed? Who survived? Do you know? Where did they go? Where are they now? Oh, please, I've come a long way to find them. Their name was Westheim.
Westheim?
Yes. Please, did you know them? It's so important.
Ursula Sigmund Westheim.
Yes.
They had a son.
Maximilian, yes.
Maximilian.
Yes, yes. What happened to them? Do you know?
Yes, I know.
Oh, thank God. Please, tell me. Please, I really have to know. It's terribly important. I'm Theodora Stein. I was the boy's nanny.
Theodora Stein. You're Teddy Stein.
You know me?
Come here. Let me see your face. It is you.
How can you know me?
The same way you know me, Ted.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. This damn scar. There. You see?
Oh, my God.
Hello. Teddy. My dear.
Oh.
Miss Starling, is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is now. Mrs. Reynolds, this is one of the Westheim's oldest friends. This is Princess Irina Trubetskoy.
There. Welcome to my home, Teddy.
Thank you, Princess.
Not much, is it? But it's better than what most Berliners have these days. I'm lucky.
Princess.
I mean it. Now, tell me about Maxim. Is he all right?
Oh, yes. He's the most wonderful boy. A brilliant student.
Sigmund's mother always said he was a genius.
Gangan Westheim. The stroke, did she?
It was very peaceful.
God rest her soul.
Amen.
Now, please, where are Maxim's parents? You said you knew where they are.
Child, I said I knew what happened to them.
They're dead, aren't they? Ursula and Sigmund Westheim are dead.
Yes.
I think I knew. I think I always knew. Please, tell me how it happened.
Child, they are dead. That is all that matters. Give them their peace.
I can't just leave it at that. I can't. You have to tell me everything.
Child.
Stop calling me that! Princess, I'm sorry, but you must understand. I don't want you to protect me. I have to know. For the boy's sake, I have to know.
Sigmund died in Buchenwald in 1942. He was shot.
And Ursula? Was she in Buchenwald too?
No. Ravensbrück. She died there the next year.
You're sure?
Our resistance group was in touch with people in both camps. There's no doubt.
How did Ursula die?
She was beaten to death.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
Teddy.
Why? Can you tell me that? Why? Why did it have to be them?
Here, drink.
Thanks.
Where is the boy?
In his room.
How did he take it?
How do you think he took it? Oh, Aunt, I'm sorry. He took it well, but he didn't cry. I don't think he wanted to cry in front of me.
Drink your tea, Shapsel. It's getting cold. Theodora.
What?
What exactly is going to happen to the boy now?
This is the letter you brought to me 7 years ago, Miss Stein.
From Frau Westheim.
Yes. Are you aware of its contents?
No, not at all.
Ah. Well, basically, in the event of the sad news from Berlin, Frau and Herr Westheim authorize me, or whoever succeeds me as chairman of this bank, to administer the whole of the Westheim funds and investments on your behalf. Or rather, to advise you on the best courses to follow.
Mr. Rossiter, I don't know a thing about investments.
Nevertheless, no major changes can be made without your specific instructions.
Are any major changes necessary at the moment?
By no means.
Then perhaps we should only worry about that when we have to.
Just as you wish. The other main item in the letter concerns Maximilian.
What does it say?
That it is the stated desire of both Ursula and Sigmund Westheim that you, Theodora Stein, be appointed Maximilian's official and legal guardian until his 21st birthday. Do you have any objection to this?
No, Mr. Rossiter. I have no objection at all. Then Mr. Rossiter showed me our safe deposit box.
I didn't know we had one.
Your mother arranged it all in the letter.
What was in the box?
Her jewellery. Beautiful, beautiful things.
How did she get it to England?
She smuggled it out of Germany, hidden in the linings of her clothes. I bought it from Paris. It belongs to you now.
To me? You should have it.
Oh, darling, no. It's yours. Yours by right. You must keep it to remember her by.
I don't need jewellery for that.
No, of course not.
But I suppose you're right. Except...
What?
I'd like you to have something. One piece. Will you choose one piece? You can wear it at your wedding.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are a very fine young man, Maxim. There was something else in the box. A personal letter to me from your mother.
A letter from Mutti?
Yes. To be opened only... Well, you understand.
Yes. What did she say?
Oh, mostly legal things. Nothing to concern yourself about. But she did ask me to give you this.
Is this from Mutti too?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to read it on my own. Do you mind?
No. I understand. I understand.
My dearest Maxim, I go back to Berlin with the realization that I may never see you again. Yet I return with a lighter heart than I have had for a long time, because I know that you will soon be safe in England with Teddy. Papa and I waited for such a long time for you, and the day you were born was the happiest day of our lives. You are growing up to be such a fine boy, Maxim. And Papa and I are so very proud of you. If we do not come to England, Teddy will look after you until you are grown up. Trust her judgment and wisdom, and love her always as she loves you. Whatever happens, know that Papa and I love you very much. You are the best part of us. I hold you in my heart always, mein Schatzi.
Your loving and devoted mother. I put the letter in my father's old wallet that he had given me on the day we left Berlin. Then I put the wallet back in its place, in the top drawer of the chest, alongside the little carved horse Mutti and Papa gave me on my third birthday. I closed the drawer.
Papa. Mutti.
And it was at that exact moment, as the drawer slid shut, that I suddenly understood. The terrible sadness inside me would never go away. It would be there for the rest of my life.
In part three of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life, Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis and young Maxim by Jonathan Kitchens. Ursula Westheim, Susanna Corbett, Theodora, Emma Fielding, Aunt Ketty, Maria Charles, Princess Irina Trubetskoy, Dorothy Tutin, Mark, Christopher Scott, Anne Reynolds, Anne Beach, Lydia Pell, Colleen Prendergast, Henry Rossiter, David Kossoff. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. The Women in His Life is dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.